after show.
The after show.
The after show.
Show. After, show. After. Oh, wait. Should have done after first.
Show.
My goodness.
Okay.
All right. So, first order of business. Kanye is now banned from Saturday Night Live.
Really?
Yep. And I think
the guy has lost it.
I know.
He has. He's got, listen, I think he has some mental illness problems.
Right. Yes.
Which I'm afraid to, like, I don't want to, I want him to be good. Like, I want him to seek help. And yeah, this is not it.
No, this is not. He definitely needs some help. I mean,
yeah.
I'm not a fan of his music, but my son tells me he's a genius. So I'll believe it because
Kanye says he's a genius.
No, exactly.
He talks that way about himself. So your son likes Kanye's music.
Yeah, my son likes a lot of different stuff, and he actually likes Kanye's music. Maybe not all of it, but, you know.
Right.
And I'm not found.
And
of
a
it
lot
all.
Of people do, though. A lot of people love his shows. They say they're amazing.
I'm sure
but
are.
I think right now he just needs a little help, little kindness.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but he is banned from SNL because of Pete Davidson works there.
You're right. That makes sense.
Oh my goodness.
That makes sense.
So, and it's not funny what he's doing to
no,
kid. You know, not at all.
Not at all. Not at
it's
all.
Sad.
Nikki, I don't think you weren't here this morning when I talked about this. Nate must be growing again.
Stop it.
Because his legs hurt, even his shins, and I can't keep the kid full. He eats so much. And I know he's 13 and your bonus boys are a little bit younger, but have you noticed, like, when they go through growth spurts, you'll notice it. And I think Tony, I've talked to him about it before. You know when they're going to start growing because they just start piling, shoveling the food in. Can't keep full. Yeah. And then,
so I haven't experienced this yet. These boys, it's so weird. Like right now, they don't eat much. And, you know, I have you as one of my good friends.
Yep.
Another one of my best friends has boys that, like, she made a huge dish of mac and cheese and thought she'd have leftovers for days. And she woke up the next morning, it was gone because he had it as a snack.
Yeah.
Like, so I have not experienced this yet.
Oh, you will. Especially times two, by the way.
Goodness.
It's a lot. He ate two. Just think of this. It made me kind of like sick watching him eat. He ate two huge barbecue chicken breasts. He ate, you know, those noodles with the chicken, the Knorr or whatever, they're Lipton, whatever. You make the noodles, a whole package. I made two. I used to only make one, but now I need to make two because I know he eats a lot. He probably had a whole package by himself.
Wow.
And then corn, he ate so much. He looked at me. He goes, oh. Did you want some more of this? I don't think you can pile any more on the plate, okay?
Oh, my God.
And then two glasses of milk. And when I drink milk, it fills me up.
Whoa.
So he eats all this, and I go, you full now? And he goes, actually, no, I'm not. I'm going to go get some cookies. Like,
oh
just kept eating.
Goodness.
He goes, but now I'm full enough to where I don't think I'll get up at midnight and want to eat more. What is happening?
Wow.
He's growing. It's all there is to it.
Okay,
yeah.
And groceries just went up. I don't know if you noticed. You go to the grocery store, but groceries are at an all-time
gosh.
High. This is not the time, dude.
I
know, right?
You got to start shopping at Aldi. Ever since I started shopping at Aldi, I get like a small bag of a little few necessities at the other store.
Mm-hmm.
And I go to Aldi. I fill the cart, and it's cheaper.
All right. I might
For
have
real,
to check
though.
It out. He's going to start getting up at midnight and eating.
Yeah. Well,
I remember a time in high school when I ran track and cross country and I had so many extracurriculars. And I mean, so I was working out all the time and I would eat more than my dad at dinner, which was so weird.
Right. Well, he definitely eats more than Jason.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it cost me $70 to fill up my car yesterday.
It cost me $70 this morning. I did it this
crazy?
Morning. Yeah,
that's just nuts, man.
Mm-hmm.
So I was writing a story about this, like why we should care about what's happening between mm-hmm. Russia and Ukraine. Because some people are like,
course.
Oh, it's halfway around the world. Why should I care?
It affects so much. Yeah.
Well, Russia, I can't remember. I wrote it. I don't know if they Russia has 30% of oil. That controls
it's a decent
size number, right?
Yeah.
And so when we put sanctions on them and then there are counter sanctions, all these things, of course, this can affect prices. And so in California, they are already near $5 a gallon.
Yeah.
And experts are saying it will go up to $6 a gallon there.
Oh, God.
Here in Rochester, I did the thing. It was so we're at $3.75 for a gallon of regular unleaded. That's up a quarter from a month ago, more than a dollar from a year ago. And the highest price ever recorded in Rochester for regular unleaded was $4.24 on July 8th, 2008.
Wow.
So I'm just praying. I remember when we went up near $4 and Louise Slaughter was around at that time.
Yeah.
And she was like, that's just not happening. And, you know, the feds again are talking about getting rid of the federal gas tax to help Americans, et cetera, et cetera. But I remember when it got close to four and I was like, this is enough.
Right. Well, now is not the time for you to live like an hour away either. Yeah. Right.
Girlfriend, for real.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. So it ain't going to get easier, guys. It's not going to get easier.
That's what Mama Rudd keeps saying. I called Mama. Mama says, Nikki, it's going to get worse.
It's going to get worse.
Prepare yourself.
Well, listen, guys, not for nothing, but I really think that Putin is not going to stop at Ukraine, so we have to make sure he doesn't get Ukraine.
Right.
I have friends that live from Hungary. I have a friend that lives in Austria, and they're worried. You know, they're worried.
Oh, absolutely. And here's something I learned yesterday. Which I can't believe this. I need to fact check it. But I mean, I read it in an old Democrat and Chronicle article from a few years ago. Rochester, New York has the third largest Ukrainian population in the country.
Wow. I have
Ukrainian
friends. That's interesting.
I mean, I knew we had, you know, the Ukrainian festival. And of course, I know Ukrainians, but I just didn't know that our population in Rochester was so huge.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say at least just in Rochester, 20,000 Ukrainian Americans. And in the greater Rochester region, it's closer to 40.
Oh, wow.
I thought it was pretty interesting.
That is interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. You know what else I learned yesterday?
This could be our new segment.
My gosh.
What did Nikki learn yesterday?
What did Nikki learn yesterday?
For real. Did you know Frederick Douglass had a second wife who was white?
No.
No, I didn't know that.
Did not know
that.
Yeah,
so we've been talking about Freddie D's first wife, Anna Murray. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're going to mark her grave for the first time at Mount Hope Cemetery. Like, her grave has never been marked, whatever. Which is like, oh, my gosh, this poor lady.
Yeah.
You know, she had a great life and did a lot of work. And her name isn't on the gravestone. Like, come on. So it's about time, right?
Oh, yeah.
But then I was looking it up just to see. I was just curious. And he married another woman after Anna Murray died. And she was a white woman, which back then was so controversial.
Oh, God, that was like, well, it was against the law for number one. Yeah. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And I was like, I've lived in Rochester for about 20 years. How did I not know that?
Hey, I lived here all my life. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
See? That's crazy, right?
That is crazy.
One of my friends, you know those statues that are all over from Freddie? One of my friends was one of the designers.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah. They're really cool.
I love seeing them.
Yeah, so do I. First of all, I mean, they're important. Secondly, they add a touch of class to the city, you know?
Really do. Yep. Yeah. Totally agree.
Anything else, gang?
I think that...
That's the After Show!
After Show!